ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
AC Gray.
Yes.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. It's a morning show, so, and we forgot to tell Mandy that that's literally true. That's why she's not here.
We told her day of, or almost day of.
Yeah, the night before, she was not able to make it, and I feel a little bad about it, though I have only known about this for a couple of days, but still. Anyway, and we couldn't get Lindsay either because it was ridiculously short notice, so now you just have the three of us.
Well, she said she was going to a movie or something, too.
Yeah. Though, had we told her earlier, because knowing them, they made that plan for the movie, like, seconds before I sent that message at 10 o'clock last night.
Fair. That's pretty fair, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll go ahead and truck on the three of us. It's like Nerds for Hire or something. Celine Dion has a new music video. For the first time in more than 10 years, I think.
Now, Jesse, this isn't Tuesday or Thursday. I don't really want to talk about Celine Dion at all. Can we brush, or is there something poignant to this?
I hate that you know what it is.
Yeah,
that's the stupidest bit. That is the most annoying thing you could have reacted with.
It's kind of true.
The video is amazing.
Yes, it was. And if you guys are wondering, like Dalton there, what it was about, it's for the Deadpool 2 soundtrack. Which, by the way, is the first soundtrack to come with a parental advisory. I did not know that.
Huh. That can't be true.
No, there's no way that's true.
That's the article I read. I didn't research it, so take that with a grain of salt.
I mean, the first Deadpool had X gonna give it to you.
And also, straight out of Compton.
Yeah, no, that was the first thing that popped into my mind. But yeah, according to...
Or do they mean like original soundtrack? Like the original score.
Yeah, the original score.
That makes a lot more sense.
That makes a lot more sense. Well, all right. We're on the same page.
Because I was like, no, because the Snakes on a Plane soundtrack, which by the way is amazing, was definitely parental advisory.
Yeah. The original score is the first to have a parental advisory attached to it. That makes so much more sense. I'm glad we logicked through it. We did it, guys.
I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I wasn't trying to be a jerk, but it was just like, well, no, there's no way.
That's also hilarious.
Yes. So anyway, yeah, this is part of that soundtrack. She released a new song, and Deadpool is heavily featured in the music video. The song is okay. I say that as not a big fan of Celine Dion.
Oh, see, I like it. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, because I'm not a huge Celine Dion fan, but maybe it's just because the first time I saw it was the video. So now anytime, like, I hear the... Like, because she's got that... She says it weird. Like, I don't know if it's a bit.
That's her voice.
But, like...
That's everything she does.
All I can picture is who, in my brain, is Ryan Reynolds in high heels doing an interpretive dance. I know it's probably not.
It's not.
But it has to be.
In headcanon, it is.
And it absolutely is.
Because I think Ryan Reynolds did an Instagram post about it because he was standing next to the guy that was doing it. So I think because I think Reynolds was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I don't care. Headcanon, that's
Ryan Reynolds. Oh, yeah, no, headcanon, yeah.
That was definitely Ryan Reynolds. And then the very end of the video is easily my favorite part.
Yeah.
Because he's talking to Celine. Well, no, I'm not going to spoil it. Go out there and watch it, guys. It's really good.
We did, on Friday night, come up with a way better alternative or, like, a follow-up of, like, so when does the movie come out? Well, it's going to be May.
Watch the video. That joke is a lot funnier than it sounds.
That kind of looks like Mark Ruffalo.
A little bit, yeah. Because, like, whenever I was, like, oh, it's a bummer that it's not Ryan Reynolds. And then in the video shoot, like, he did a backstage thing where they both are in the suit, but they both have their masks off. Him and the dancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Giannis Marshall.
I don't know who
he
that is.
He did a bang-up job.
Yeah. It was wonderful.
The post is pretty funny, too, because it's...
I'll show you after the show.
All right, cool. So anyway, guys, check that out. It's really, really good.
So good.
All right, Solo, A Star Wars Story. The advance ticket started on May the 4th.
I get it.
And the 24-hour advance ticket sales nearly broke the record very recently set by Infinity War.
I am baffled by that. Like, I have not heard anyone be excited for this movie. Like, professionally, personally, like, everything that's coming out is like, I mean, Donald Glover looks cool.
I mean, I'm excited about the movie.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. Like, I'm definitely, like, going to watch it.
Not what I said.
That's true.
Are you excited for it?
I mean, it's a Star Wars movie. I always get excited for Star Wars movies.
There's a lot of caveats there. And that's what I mean.
But it's a Star Wars movie. Like,
and that's the thing. It's like, yes, it is a Star Wars movie. It's featuring a character that, you know, is one of the most beloved of all time. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense. But, yeah, just, like, the reaction to, like, every trailer and the guy that they cast for Han has been, like, lukewarm at best.
And I think a lot of it is just we're missing the hype around it because right now all of the hype is for Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
And has been leading up to it. And the movie is releasing this month. And I feel like...
See, and that's, like, and that's the weird thing because, like, it felt like we had not heard anything about it. Like, that we didn't get a trailer until, like, relatively late.
Yeah, there was the Super Bowl, isn't it?
That was the first time we saw Donald Glover in Lando.
The director changes, like everything about this movie was just like red flags. Yeah, like, ooh, this is gonna be rough. So I just kind of like for that to be this many pre-ticket sales already. I'm like, that okay.
And the truly shocking thing is that it is in May and not in December, because every other Star Wars film has been December, like since seven anyway.
Was Rogue One November?
No, I'm pretty sure that was December as well.
Oh, it was. Yeah, no, you're right. I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah, and then so was Last Jedi. That was December. Because all of them have released around Christmas or have been in theaters during Christmas.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, this one's like, all right, well, we just did one in May, and now we just did one in December. Now, 5 months later, you're getting Solo, and we're not getting a Star Wars movie this December. It's just, for whatever reason, we're getting this movie in May. And that would almost make sense if they did it on May the 4th.
Right.
But that wouldn't have made sense because that would have been a week after Infinity War.
Yeah, and they don't want to cannibalize that. They know, okay, well, now that every person in the country has seen Infinity War, now they have another movie to go see.
Yeah, because that's very much, I still think this is too close, mostly because of marketing. Granted, it clearly has still been marketed well because ticket sales are doing great, but it's really difficult to market for something as huge as Infinity War, especially as something that they desperately needed to make money on this. Every single day they were recording, they went over budget. And they went way over budget on the film. Fortunately, it did make I'm not even going to say a small fortune. It made a large fortune.
Yeah.
And it was fine. But, yeah, they haven't been able to market Solo, like, at all.
See, yeah, because, like, I remember looking up the trailers, but I haven't seen many ads for it.
Yeah. No. Like, everything. I'm still seeing ads for Infinity War.
See, like, and yeah, I've seen more, and because they're doing the critical reaction ads.
Mm-hmm.
Also the memes.
So many memes.
So many memes.
Without context, spoilers are easily my favorite.
Remind me after the show to tell you about the Midwest Mafia Hunters or Midwest Monster Hunters.
Okay. Did you guys see the one with Squidward in the ice block? And it was that one broke me. Mm-hmm. That was the most recent one I saw, and I was like,
yeah,
that's good. That
one's really
10,
good.
10 out of 10 would watch again. Yeah.
I saw one this morning I almost sent to the group chat. It was a picture of Colonel Sanders doing the thing, and it was, I don't feel so finger licking good.
Oh. Yeah. Toys R Us one was the one I saw this morning as well. Yeah. That one got me sad.
Oh. Yeah. So, anyway, Solo is coming. And the ticket sales are apparently doing great, and I am really excited to see this movie, but I honestly, mostly because of between Deadpool 2 and Avengers, I keep forgetting that Solo's coming out this month.
I think that has a big part of it, too. Like,
I mean, this is also of those three movies, this is the one I'm least excited for. Like, I was actively, like, crazy hyped for Infinity War. I am super excited for Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I mean, I'll see it. Because it's Star Wars and I have to.
I mean, that's fair. And honestly, like, being third on that list is not a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's not like it's losing out to Blockers
right.
or anything. Or, you know, I will say Tag looks really funny.
Tag. I'm going to watch Tag.
That's the one. It's not John Hamm. It's Jeremy Renner, Ed Helms, Jason Sudeikis, and a couple other people. But they're like 35-year-old friends where they're in their 40s. And they've had a game of Tag going since childhood. So once a month, they pick up the game. It's the one with Ed Helms, like, charging at Jeremy Renner at his wedding. Like, and dives to try to tag him, but he tackles the priest instead. And
Jeremy Renner's character has never been tagged, like, since they were kids.
I think John Hamm is in it.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, no,
It looks like that'll be a fun movie. I'm not going to say
it'll be
like
a fun matinee.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and give me some popcorn, and I'm going to enjoy it.
John Hamm is in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or John Hamm.
Devlin John.
I'm about to say, I don't know who Joe Ham is.
I don't either.
But he Joe's Ham on
you. I do very much love this cast, though.
I just found my wrestling name.
Joe Hamm.
Hannibal Buress is in it.
Yes.
I'm in. Full price.
He should have been in it. John Hamm.
That's really true.
That man is a treasure.
And Jeremy Renner.
I'm not a big Jeremy Renner fan.
Why does he want Asa to hate you?
I don't know.
He's trying so hard this morning.
He really is. Asa's already like gone off on him twice.
And deservedly.
If we weren't recording, that would have been a third.
It would have been. Decorum. As soon as, okay, and we're out. Coming at you.
All right. So with more Marvel stuff, apparently they have met with more than five dozen directors for the Black Widow solo film. 62, I believe, is the official number. They are going just real thorough on the Black Widow solo movie.
I didn't know there was that many directors.
There are. So I mean, more than that, too.
They got to be mad that Patty Jenkins is, like, attached to DC.
Probably.
Because, you know, they saw Wonder Woman be like, oh, she could do it.
She could make this awesome.
That'd be legit.
And they're talking about might be a prequel movie, which would be kind of interesting.
That's what I wanted.
Set up about Black Widow.
That's what I've wanted. But, like, it can be the Black Widow movie, but I also want, like, Hawkeye there because they have such an established history together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that would be amazing. Give us a Tales of Suspense.
Right.
That would be friggin' incredible.
What was the line in the first Avengers movie where they're like, oh, this reminds me of wherever? He's like, we remember that very differently. Because when they're in the Battle of New York, like, mm-hmm. I want to see what that was.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff about their history that I would love to see. And, like, mm-hmm. honestly, you could give us a Tales of Suspense movie and give us Black Widow, or starring Black Widow with, you know, Hawkeye, mm-hmm. and they are tracking down the Winter Soldier.
That's right, they have, like, a lead or something.
Yeah, that's a comic book storyline that's happened. It's in canon in the film that they have, because whenever they first heard about the Winter Soldier, Black Widow had, like, oh, that guy. So Black Widow knows who he is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, that would be amazing. I would watch the crap out of that. Okay, whatever they do with Black Widow, I'm going to watch
this.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely love it.
I mean, worst case scenario is it is a rom-com with Bruce Banner. And I would still watch it.
Yeah, it would too.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't be happy about buying my ticket, but I'd be buying that ticket.
I wouldn't be proud of it. I'd still be happy. Very different emotions.
Fair.
So anyway, that I guess they're trying to get a director nailed down and they just haven't found one that they really like yet. Or maybe they have, but
I think it's got to be that they have a very specific vision for this movie already. Mm. And so they just need to find the right director who can pull off that vision. They're not like, it's not like they're handing off, okay, well, Thor's kind of been a dumpster fire, so Taika Waititi, just go. This is the story you need to tell, but go do your thing.
Boy, did he.
And he did. But I think that that's probably what they're looking at. The reason that Edgar Wright got bumped from the Ant-Man movie and things like that, because he wanted to do
one
thing.
And
but God Emperor Kevin Feige is like, no, this is what you're doing.
Right. Like, this is the story you're going to tell, and this is how you're going to tell it. Now I just need it to happen. And I mean, that's one of those things. Yeah. Like, when you have like a universe like this, mm-hmm. you really have to do it that way.
Yeah.
Because it's really, really difficult and honestly shocking that they've managed to stay cohesive in 19 films.
It's kind of what, and then when you don't do that, you kind of run into the Star Wars problem with this new trilogy, where you have one director doing the first movie, the second director being like, I don't like these certain things that you've done, so I'm just going to get rid of them. And then that original first director doing the third movie.
Yeah.
I feel like that's hurting those movies. I know a lot of people really love those movies. That's not what we're talking about, but
yeah, and I mean, in fairness, they have a similar situation going where there is one person similar to Kevin Feige. Mm-hmm. I forget her name, but she has the reason they keep changing directors is for the same reason that Ant-Man lost their director, mm-hmm. because they wanted to tell one story. They're like, no, this is the story we need to tell. This is the narrative we're going with. So you have to do this. Mm-hmm. And I think Solo is the one that had the biggest problem with that.
Yeah.
But either way. Yeah, it's another show. Speaking of Ant-Man, though, we got a new Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer. And we got to see a whole lot more of Ant-Man giant-sized.
Yep.
And I love that, and I'm really excited about it.
We got to see Goliath.
We did.
I liked that.
Oh, my God. This movie is... I'm really, really pumped for this movie.
It'll be good. It'll be fun. It's not the movie I want right now.
Well, no.
The movie I want right now is Avengers 4. Yeah. Because it's like we said on that super spoiler cast of Mr. 100 Five-Star Man, like, I'm so invested in that story. I don't care about Ant-Man and Wasp. I don't care about the Captain Marvel movie coming out. I mean, I do, very much so, but not,
it's not your priority.
Not right now.
Yeah, because basically they're hitting
you
us with...
me.
Yeah, they're hitting us with that that preferred Star Wars viewing method. We have ended on Empire Strikes Back, and we're going to the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to see Return. I desperately need to see Return.
Did you see the interview that they did of why they didn't use Ant-Man in Infinity War?
No.
Apparently, it's because of the timing. It's because Ant-Man is such a... Because as the... It starts off where it's like, I mean, they're like, he's such a lighthearted character. He wouldn't fit the tone. And I was like, have you seen any of the Marvel characters? They're all pretty lighthearted. But it's like, he's such a lighthearted character. And for him to be involved in such a heavy story and then to immediately a month later go into Ant-Man and Wasp. What a great time. It would be kind of, and I was like, okay, that makes more sense. I'm still bummed that it happened, but.
Yeah.
At the same time, we also know this has to be a prequel story.
Yes.
Because you don't get the vibe of the ending of Infinity War is carrying over to...
Right.
This is not a post-Empire movie.
No, it is not. It, yeah, definitely has to be said before. So, yeah, that's what we're getting. And I am really, really excited about it. I'm with you. Like, I just have to stop thinking about it until it...
I can't.
I've trained my brain. Like, I've gotten pretty good at it.
What were the movies right before Civil War? Because we knew Civil War was coming out pretty, like... There was, like, a movie or two before that, but I can't think of which ones it would have been.
I mean, there were movies before it. There weren't any...
Well, yeah, we knew Civil War was coming up, but there was movies, like, before it that were, like... We knew Civil War was coming down the pipe, and we knew it was called Civil War, but we didn't know what movie... Like, I can't think of what movies were directly in front of it.
I can't either.
I think it might have been Guardians. No, Guardians would have been like... What I'm saying is they've kind of done this before, but not to this scale. Because it's just like...
Nowhere near.
Nowhere near the scale.
Right. See, yeah.
Because the problem is, like, they haven't finished that story.
Yeah.
And that's why you get, like, the Empire Return bit. Like, the story... Like, it was a full movie, and it told a full story. But it's still part one of... Okay. That's weird. That's not right. It was a complete film with a beginning, middle, and end, but it did not tell the full story.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the three movies leading up to... The three movies before Civil War were Ant-Man, Avengers Age of Ultron, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then the movie before that was The Winter Soldier.
Okay. Because, like, I know Civil War, like, they announced Civil War, like, that was going to be the title super early.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to, like, wait for it. I was like,
yeah, makes me itchy. Because we knew that was going to be the big follow-up to Avengers.
Yeah.
With that fallout. And that's what it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was... Because they based the entire Civil War around the Sokovia Accords that started because of Age of Ultron. So, yeah, I mean, in a way, they kind of did that, but...
But not nearly as bad, yeah.
Right, especially with the movies, like, the Ant-Man was before that, and that was obviously just completely different.
Right.
And then what was the other one between Avengers
Guardians.
And Guardians? Yeah,
which,
no,
and that was, you know, outside of the...
Right, yeah, two films that were entirely separated from any of the Avengers stuff.
Yeah.
As far as we knew. Well, yeah. Like with Ant, and I only say that because Ant-Man ends up in Civil War, but that's a...
Yeah, he does.
But he did there, but there wasn't really any interaction aside from him fighting Falcon.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was cool.
Yeah, it was. I did enjoy that cameo a whole lot.
And, like, Ant-Man's, like, one of my... It's up, like... It's so hard to say, like, what top five is, but it is up there. Like, Ant-Man is, like, top three for me.
Yeah, you love that movie.
I love that movie. So, like, and I completely understand why people are just like, no, I want this. I need Avengers 4 first.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you know, I've waited a really long time for a second Ant-Man movie. I really want a second Ant-Man movie.
We're getting
so,
it.
So I'm like, right? Yeah, no, I'm 10 times on board. Is it before Captain Marvel or after?
Before.
It's before? Sweet. Even better.
Yeah, we've got that one in 2 months.
I
think it's June.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it that early? Because I thought it was later in the year.
Because, like, I love the trailer. The first movie is my jam.
Yeah, it might be later in the year, but I could have sworn it was June.
I'm checking.
Captain Marvel release date is March 6th, 2019.
Yeah, yeah, I know that.
July 6th, 2018 is...
July, okay.
Is Ant-Man and Wasp.
Oh, okay. I thought...
You were close. Yeah, I was about to say you weren't far off.
I totally misheard you. I thought you meant that Captain Marvel was coming out, like, 2-3 months after...
Oh, no.
Ant-Man Wasp. And I was like, that doesn't sound right.
No, it is not even a little bit right. Yeah. It's nearly a year.
Yeah.
We would have already seen something.
And then in Avengers 4 is May 3rd.
Yeah, it's almost exactly a year after.
Quit making me wait for things. Give me...
Yeah, no, I know.
Give me the content.
I'm with you. I'm with you. All right, so I need a buffer before I talk about DC. So Hasbro has officially acquired Power Rangers from Saban.
Really excited about this.
Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, because the only thing that, the only question I have coming from this is where do these legacy figures go? Like, do they continue that line? Because they had the, they kind of teased they were going to do every Ranger.
So here's why I'm excited about it. Hasbro, who does the Marvel Legends line, which is, besides WWE Elites, is what I collect the most, Legends. And, they do every comic book character under the sun. And the figures, for the most part, are pretty good. I have my gripes here and there, but,
But for what you pay.
But for $20, it's not a bad deal. They also do Build-A-Figures and stuff like that, kind of like what the Legacy Builders were doing.
Brief aside, yeah. Just because this is hilarious to me. So, the Infinity War series that they're doing includes a Build-A-Figure. Of all of the characters involved in Infinity War, there's a Serpent Society. It doesn't say which member of the Serpent Society. It's just Serpent Society, and then it's one of them. But you know what his Build-A-Figure is? Because the Build-A-Figure is Thanos. Do you know which part of Thanos they gave him?
The gauntlet.
They gave him the gauntlet because they knew, why the F would I need to buy a Serpent Society figure? Oh, but I want the Thanos, and I need the gauntlet.
Yeah, there's a reason I have. Yeah, there's a reason I have Mockingbird and
that you have the entire Doctor Strange wave, even though you haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, because I needed Dormammu really bad. I'm super excited for that buyout just because the way that Hasbro does their figures, especially if they do kind of a Marvel Legends esque line, is I can get a Power Rangers wave every 4 months.
Do you think they will put that much with, because I feel these are two different franchises you're comparing. Marvel, where they're at now, and Power Rangers.
Oh, well, yeah.
So do you think that they will be with that frequency of Power Rangers toys? I mean, I know they just spent a bunch of money to get the franchise, and they're going to want to make money on it, but...
I think they will, just because it is Hasbro. Hasbro, makes stuff all the time, and it's one of those, with those legacy figures. Mm-hmm. Do you remember for me how annoying it was to find most of those?
Oh, no, it was annoying to find a couple of them.
Yeah, and it's one of those issues because they're not... I forget the toy maker it was, but those were not being produced at nearly the rate that Marvel, Hasbro stuff gets produced. I'll just say Hasbro in general. And it's one of those, they will make more kids' toys for Power Rangers, which is awesome. But Hasbro also does a really good job for the adult collectors. So I think it'll be better overall for me.
Gotcha.
As a Power Rangers fan, and also, I do enjoy Marvel Legends. A lot of Hasbro stuff is good. The Black Series that Star Wars has, that's the Donald Glover that I bought recently, that Lando. Mm-hmm. They do a really good job with their toys.
That's Hasbro, too?
That is also Hasbro, okay. Yeah. So it's just, I am super on board. Their sculpts are good when they want to be. They've upped their technology in, the last 2 years. That's why that Donald Glover looks as good as it does. Because they announced that there was a deal being made, 2 or 3 months ago.
Right.
Because I remember telling Brandon whenever I was training, I was like, dude, Hasbro's getting Power Rangers. We're going to get so many toys. It's going to be awesome. And he was like, oh, you need to let me know when that happens. And then the official word just hit this week, and I could not be happier. With Toys R Us closing, this is the kind of toy news I needed.
All right, so, and then for not action figure portion of this.
Thank you, Jesse.
a lot of people are wondering exactly where a lot of other media is going. We've got, there's a Power Rangers comic book that's been going really well.
Boom.
Hasbro works with IDW, not Boom.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are wondering, are we getting a new Power Rangers comic book? Is that going to continue under Boom? Is that going to continue under IDW? Not sure. They very easily could just switch, unless there's a big contract that Boom has. They very easily could swap to IDW, but who knows? And what if there's an issue with IDW and Hasbro? They can't own a comic book under a different publisher. Maybe. Don't know that for sure. With the movie, are they going to continue with the sequel that was planned for the Power Rangers movie, or are they going to try and just reboot it completely?
Did we get the confirmation that was actually being made? I know there was the post-credits scene that, was teased there was a sequel, but I feel like I have not heard any news about, it's starting filming, or, they named a director.
Honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was, just because it's not one of those things that I really care. Like, I'm not in any circle where I would see that
news. I'm on Reddit. Like, I'm on Reddit too much that it, I feel like it would have. I would have seen it.
I mean, a lot of people are saying that a reboot is more likely since Hasbro has it. And I mean, Hasbro's been doing their own movies for a while. So, yeah, I don't know. I just Googled it real quick to see if they even had, like, any kind of official thing, and doesn't look like it. So, yeah, nothing has been official for a Power Rangers sequel.
Yeah, so they could just reboot it.
Yep, they could reboot it entirely. And honestly, with Hasbro, they probably will.
Yeah.
Just because, like, they want full creative control on it. So, yeah, for those of you that didn't like the first movie, Dalton, we might be getting a new one.
I wasn't going to say anything negative about it. I crossed my fingers and hoped for a reboot to myself.
Yeah. So, and yeah, lots of this could have, like, major ramifications for Power Rangers fans. I mean, I'm not a huge Power Rangers fan. I definitely was when I was a kid.
See, and that's the thing, and that's kind of carried over. Like, I enjoyed the comic mostly. But I ended up dropping it. Like, I'm not super in for the power grid, or the destruction of the grid, whatever it's called.
Yeah, a shattered grid.
Shattered grid.
I've been reading. I like the comic book a lot, but it's also one of my favorite creative.
I did buy those legacy, that initial wave of the Mighty Morphin legacy figures,
because we had to.
Yeah,
we had to.
So yeah, well, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that could be happening with this. Like I said, it just went through. Hasbro hasn't made any official announcements on what they're going to do with any of the property.
Mm-hmm. And that won't come for a while.
Yeah. Probably not.
And like, you're like, rough time frame. It's more than a year, right? For the first time, for the first wave of Power Rangers toys. Because you have to assume they're doing all, they have to do whole new molds, whole new sketch. Like, they have to design the figures.
Yeah. Yeah, you're looking at about a year, year and a half before they even, like, if they announce something, expect something a year and a half after that. Unless, like, somebody's just, some poor artist is frantically in the Hasbro or sweat, like,
or they knew this deal was going through and they've been working on it for a while.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean,
but even then, that becomes a risk. Like, if something falls through with a deal, then you've spent a lot of resources on.
I mean, it just depends on what scale it is and, like, what they could do with it. Because, like, if it's Marvel Legends scale, like, if it's a 6-inch scale, that's just, you could use that body mold to another one, or they could already be using that those body molds beforehand, which would really be a bummer. Because I have, like I tell Asa with Marvel Legends, I have like 80 of the same figure with different paint and a different head. But so, like, what I want, Hasbro, is the first thing you announce is an Alpha 5 that would fit in scale with the legacy figures, because I don't have that yet, and I don't that company's not
they made
make
the movie
it.
One.
Oh, you bastard. Oh, I hated that. Oh, those figures were so ugly.
Dude, Bill Hader's great.
No, the voice, I mean, that was fine, but
I don't get,
like,
what you're saying.
Those legacy figures that they did for the movie that were Toys R Us exclusive, those were god-awful looking.
Yeah, so anyway, outside of toys, though, we're not going to get any announcements for a really long time. So, yeah, well, I mean, we'll update you guys with whenever we get updates.
I will be your update giver on that one.
Yeah, on the toys for sure, yeah. Dalton will know. All right. So now that we've had a buffer between something I really like and now something I'm not as excited about, the DC streaming service officially has a name. And it's going to be called DC Universe, which, okay, I guess.
Wasn't that the name of their MMO?
That's the name of their everything.
DC Universe Online?
Yes. Yep. That's the name of their everything.
Like, so, it's except their it's movie universe.
It's consistency.
No, it, yeah.
It's DCEU. Sort of,
it's the DC extended universe.
They had to save it for the streaming service.
I guess. So, yeah, no, that's actually kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
The extended universe is their live action movies. The DC universe is their animated stuff. Well, and live action. Mm-hmm. Because we've known for a while we're getting a Titans live action show out of it. And we're getting Young Justice. Mm-hmm. Which I am actually ridiculously excited about because I love Young Justice.
First two seasons were so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know, like, Mandy said the same thing as me, like, when we first watched that second season. And they did the time jump. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, but I like this team. Why? What do you mean Dick Grayson isn't just on the team now?
Yeah.
I mean, Tim Drake is cool and all, but Dick Grayson.
I mean, we still got Nightwing, like, as a different.
Yeah.
But, and, like, I'm honestly okay with that. We got Nightwing.
Oh, no, it ended up being great, and I know Mandy loved it, too.
Yeah.
And I loved it. It's just that initial.
That initial shock.
If you don't know what's coming, and you finish up the killer first season, and then you go into season two, and you're like, who are these kids?
And then, like, after like, two or three episodes, you're like, nah, I'm with it. Here we are.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Hard.
Yeah. Because it's so good, and I'm really, really excited for a third season. In addition to that, we got a little while back that we're getting a Harley Quinn animated series. We got announced a Swamp Thing and Metropolis series. The Harley Quinn series, by the way, is Margot Robbie will be voicing Harley.
That's good. Won't be bad.
But when Tara Strong is still alive, and you're doing an animated Harley Quinn.
Tara Strong is good, but she's not as good. I never remember her name.
Arlene Sorkin.
Arlene Sorkin. Like, it's kind of like anytime someone voices Batman that's not Kevin Conroy, I'm just kind of like, oh, they'll do good. And that's kind of my reaction to this. Because, I get that Tara Strong is a lot of people's favorite Harley. But she's not my favorite. So it's just like, and I know you can't do Arlene Sorkin.
Yeah, I was about to say, Arlene Sorkin is my favorite. For a lot of reasons, she's not coming back to it.
Right.
But Tara Strong did her rendition of Arlene Sorkin's Harley was really, really good. And
that's all I hear is it's her trying to do
Arlene Sorkin.
It's like, whoever voiced Batman in Arkham Origins and the Joker in Origins. It's just like
trying really, really hard to do Hamill.
You were just trying to do Hamill and Conroy. You were not doing Batman. You were doing Conroy doing Batman.
Wasn't it Troy Baker?
Troy Baker. Troy Baker was Joker. Troy Baker's Joker is very much just his best impersonation of Mark Hamill. And yeah, it made sense for them to do that in the Arkham games just because
those are the voices you're using.
Right, because those are the voices they used in the first two games, so they want to try and, keep that consistent, but neither of them really hit the mark.
I loved Kevin Conroy's story about that.
Yeah.
We didn't even know it was being made.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they knew. I'm sure Rocksteady knew it was being made, but...
But not...
Kevin Conroy had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're going to go with an animated one, like, there's a reason Margot Robbie was the live action one, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I associate her now with that movie, and I hate that movie.
See, and I do too, but I also, I'm at least, like, how you're able to build the wall that we talked about earlier, like, you can block that out of your brain. You can forget those parts. Like, I'm aware that all of my problems with Harley and Suicide Squad had nothing to do with Margot Robbie. She played that character incredibly.
Yeah.
It's just that was a terrible version of Harley. So hopefully if this is a better version of Harley, then can see what she can actually do with like a good Harley.
I'm still going to watch it. It's just it could be good. Like, I'm not saying that it's going to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, like, I cannot make myself excited to watch
it. Oh, no, I'm not excited for it. And I may not, because I'm somewhere between the spectrum of like Amanda and Dalton. Where it's like, I don't have a problem with Harley. I'm not going to go out of my way to like get super excited or pumped for anything Harley related, but I'm also not just going to immediately be like, ew, no, go away.
Like, because let's be real. I'm going to be the one that gets the DC Universe streaming. So, like, I know I'm going to get it.
Do we have a pricing model on it yet?
Nope.
Maybe barring it'll be free?
No.
I'm just messing with you. All dogs are blue now.
But, like, I'm going to get it. That will be one of the shows I won't watch. Like, and, yeah, I do not care for the character at all. I really, like, if she's in something, it's going to probably be my least favorite. I will say, out of that entire Suicide Squad movie, she was the only really redeeming quality with Will Smith. Like, I loved Will Smith and I loved Margot Robbie in that movie. Unfortunately, everything around those two set pieces were god-awful. So, like, Ace, like, I would be willing to see what she could do with a Harley, but I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it. Like, if I show up at your house and Amanda's watching the Harley Quinn thing, I won't be like, ooh, turn it off. I'll be like, I'm going to sit down and watch it. Hopefully it'll be good. I doubt it, but I hope it's good.
We will see. I'm going to get the service mostly just because of Young Justice. Because
that's not coming to Netflix. That's only going to be on...
That's only going to be on the streaming service, which is...
If they release it on DVD, it'll be part one and part two, but it'll be missing like two episodes in between each.
Distinct possibility. So that's the news we got. Oh, and Titans. We got a bunch of the titles for the Titans shows. For the Titans show, we got 9 out of the 13 episodes. We got the titles for it. Not a whole lot of information there.
Five of them are like just character names.
Yeah, and some of the character names are interesting. I guess at some point, Red Hood is showing up. Or maybe not, because we don't know where this is in any kind of a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got Jason Todd is the title of one of the episodes. We've got Donna Troy is the title of another one. Ace is definitely right in that a lot of them aren't really like big deals. Because it looks like it's starting with, you have the pilot episode, and then they'll be introducing Hawk and Dove. And presumably we'll just have Dick Grayson in the first episode. Presumably, because he never shows up. And they have confirmed it's Dick Grayson, right?
Yeah, because it's Nightwing, isn't it?
I think the only costume we've seen is Robin.
I haven't been keeping up as much of this.
I thought we saw a Nightwing out costume.
Oh, no, we have.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like, Jesse, don't... that was one that I was pretty sure on. And unless I dreamed that, I'm going to start getting really mad at myself.
I think, anyway.
I'm pretty sure, because I know... I think we have seen a Robin outfit, but I think we've also seen a Nightwing outfit. Are they going to Young Justice us? They're going to Young Justice us.
Possibly. So Hawk and Dove, and then they'll introduce Starfire, and they're going to introduce Raven... Then they have an episode called The Doom Patrol, The Messenger, and then we have Jason Todd, Angela, and Donna Troy.
So I have to think that they're going to do... I don't remember if Dalton said you watched it. I think you said you've watched it. Remember the awesome cartoon, Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember how that started out?
Vaguely.
The first five episodes were individual episodes. Episode one was only Tony Stark. Episode two was only Captain America. Episode three was only Hulk. And then, like, there was a Thor episode. And it wasn't until, like, episode five or six that they all came together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I kind of think that, like, this kind of makes me think that they may be doing something similar. So, like, we're getting the... Each character gets an episode dedicated to their own backstory to kind of put in place the time frame of where this is taking place within the confines of, like, the regular DC universe.
Yeah.
And then it's eventually, like, that Doom Patrol. That sounds like that could be... You know, Doom Patrol could be tied into all of these episodes, and then they finally have to come together because they all have this common enemy.
Possibly. And I just looked it up. We never did get a Nightwing costume.
I just now saw it too. So I yeah,
it was just
thing.
Robin.
You're just like, but Nightwing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just
it better be. Wait.
We
minute.
Got Bryn Thwaites as Robin. We don't have him as Nightwing yet. So and we honestly don't even know that it's Dick Grayson because again, like that episode title actually leads me to wonder. Because if they're doing it like that, they have the full team assembled in episode one, maybe in the pilot,
mm-hmm.
and then they do recaps where they introduce, yeah, Hawk and Dove, Starfire, Raven, and then we don't get Robin until episode seven, and they're doing Jason Todd instead of...
Jason Todd as Robin.
Instead of Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
Which, boy, if they do that, I'm going to really hate this show.
He was the worst Robin.
He was. He is a great Red Hood.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing as Red Hood.
He is terrible as Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Just this whiny, angsty little brat.
Yeah.
There's a reason he ended up dead in the comic books.
It's because the fans voted.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know it was like there's one guy that just like paid a buttload of money to flood the vote line, but still.
But still. Yeah, if it still couldn't have, like, because the voting wasn't close, if I remember right.
I don't remember.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen that, because there's a little bit of that information in like the Red Hood movie, and obviously this was before my time and reading comic books, but yeah, Under the Red Hood had a bit of information about it. The vote wasn't close, but yeah, one dude did drop like $120 to vote to kill Jason Todd. So yeah, that could be awful. That could be truly, truly awful.
I mean, but maybe we'll get a better, like him. We never really saw Jason Todd's Robin in a team
before Red Hood. Yeah.
So maybe they won't go that route.
Just if you're gonna pick a Robin that's not Dick Grayson, go Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, or at the very least, like, I'm not as thrilled about it, but Damian works better than
I mean, but and that's kind of funny to me because you talk about angry, angsty little brat,
which is Damian.
That's
no,
Damian.
it is
because it's Damian only works. I don't like that was part of the reasons I dropped Teen Titans is because I didn't like Damian. Because Damian works when he is with Dick, and Damian works when he's with Bruce. Damian on his own is like, and I heard Super Sons was great, but it's like, that's just too much of a focus on Damian that I'm probably not going to like it. But again, that's just personal.
Because for me, like, there's a difference between the two of them in that, I don't know, Damian's almost more brooding and angry.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's mad because his dad won't let him kill people anymore.
Right. Whereas Jason was just whiny and angry.
Which, and to be fair, he's grown as a character. Like it's not as bad. He's just
now he's just yeah. angry. He's just some wine.
But now he's angry because
now he's angry and pretentious.
Well, because he's mad because he's stuck being surrounded by people who aren't as good as him. And they just don't accept the fact that he's so much better than everybody. Why don't you just see it? Just listen to me. I'm clearly smarter than all of you.
Man, this sounds like one of our
friends.
That
actually is very much the Teen Titans run of...
And it got real grating real quick. Also, we were wrong. Jason Todd was killed off by a margin of 72 votes.
Oh.
53-43 to 52-71. So that was way closer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I want to see a fan vote like that now.
That would be
because it would go like it'd be like in the thousands,
tens of thousands. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go online, especially if you didn't have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, because that was the thing, they paid for it.
Yeah, you paid like it was like a dollar, or no, it wasn't a dollar.
I don't think it was
like a quarter. To vote for, and they just added to your phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
And one dude added like $40 to his phone bill.
This will be worth it one day.
But yeah, I mean that dude couldn't have you said 50,000, right, for each of them?
5,300.
Oh, 53. Okay.
Yeah, 5,000. Right. 5,000.
Yeah, there's no way Homeboy voted like 1,000 times.
No.
So there were still that many people that were willing to pay to kill Jason Todd.
Right.
My headcanon is that one dude had a rotary phone, because that makes the bit substantially funnier in my head. Like, oh, I hate this guy.
Oh, I missed a number. Got to start over. Click.
I'm so mad. I hate him.
All right, off of DC now, Sabrina, the teenage witch, the Netflix show that we're getting, it's officially going to be titled The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which is more along the lines of the Archie Comics run, which is supposed to be more of like a horror story.
Is this going to be animated? I know we've talked about it before.
No.
Okay.
No, it will not be animated. We got to see it's going to be like Riverdale? Yeah, okay. It's going to be a lot like Riverdale, which they somehow made a show about Archie with a bunch of teens, and not a comedy, drama. They made a dark drama about Archie, and it's enjoyable to watch.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Yeah, the first season was shockingly good. I haven't watched the second season yet. Shockingly good. Recommend it. And if they do the same thing with Sabrina, awesome. Because The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina actually does have a lot of really dark tones to it. And if Netflix can really bring that to the screen, I'm kind of pumped about it.
If there was one TV studio that could, it would be Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, CW did the
Riverdale.
Stupid morning shows. CW did Riverdale, and CW was going to do this show as well, but then Netflix poached it. They're like, they offered them a substantially better contract.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was 2 seasons guaranteed and a boatload of money.
Right.
So
they're like, we're dropping a lot of Defender series this year. We got it. We're good for it.
I mean, Netflix just in general, like the amount of revenue they generate has to be just
ignorant.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Mickey Mouse is trembling in his big goofy shoes, just being like, how come I don't own that yet?
Instead, he owns half of Hulu, which is cool, I guess. I like Hulu. It's just...
Whenever my card got compromised, I had to reset all of my my
subscriptions.
And like Hulu was there, and I was like, I like New Japan World more. Yeah.
It's fair. If you had Spotify, you could have both. Real cheap.
That's what I do. But it's the commercial version.
Which is why I don't do it.
Limited commercials. I would hate to see what full commercials would be.
Right? It's just 30 minutes commercial.
I'm applying for grad school soon, so whenever I get my student email back, I'm just going to do student and what is it?
Student Spotify. And
for like $5 for both of them. That's whenever I'll jump back on that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, they have a pretty amazing deal for students.
I know what Amazon Prime does too.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, because Amazon Prime is like, whenever I did it, my first year of Amazon Prime, it was $30 for a year of Amazon Prime for students.
Yeah.
Normal price is a hundo.
Yeah.
So.
Because this was also before they had the streaming service.
Yeah.
It was just for the $2 free shipping.
Which was absolutely
worth it. Two-day free shipping.
Yeah, two-day free shipping, which just that by itself, so good.
So I'm doing grad school just to get discounts on stuff.
Smart. Yeah, that's a smart plan.
Smart
plan.
But hey, if you're getting a new email, you can just use that and you'll get a free month trial
of everything.
It's true.
Just cancel everything, reset it, freezies for a month.
All right, so yeah, Sabrina show. Okay, so comic books. I'm going to go ahead. We got a little bit of news here. This portion of our podcast is brought to you by the wonderful people at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Easily the best comic book shop in southeast Missouri. And probably the best coffee shop, too. Yeah, I said it.
We were playing D&D, and I was scrolling through Instagram while we were waiting for something, and I saw that they were in town at one of the restaurants here, and I was just like, they're close. I got happy. It was just the dumbest thing, but I was just like, oh.
We should go stalk them after we finish putting on the circus.
It was too late. No, this was like when we started, like as we were eating, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right, so. Yeah, Villainous Grounds. Great people. Great place. If you're ever in town or nearby, check them out. Perryville, Missouri. It's worth the trip. All right, so the Sentry is returning. We haven't heard from him in a long time. And, yeah, speaking of a character that I just do not care about, and a character that has a convoluted history.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know a whole lot about the Sentry, he's kind of like Superman, but instead of having a weakness like Kryptonite, his weakness is that he could just go nuts. Part of his power set creates his lead adversary, the Void. The Void only exists for as long as the Sentry exists. And for every good thing the Sentry does, the Void does an equal bad thing. The first villain that Sentry will be fighting in this book is the Void, which I guess makes sense. Hopefully they finally eliminate that from his story and it'll be significantly less convoluted because we still don't have an official... There's some like at some point we've learned that the Void is,
I don't know enough about the Sentry. It was one of those things where it popped up like someone did a random excerpt from a comic, put it on Reddit. I read that and I was like, oh, I did a little bit of digging into the Sentry like on Wikipedia, and I was like, I don't need to know any of this.
Yeah, no.
Until he gets a Netflix series or a movie, I don't care.
I skipped his action figure.
Yeah, no, he's also just a goofy looking dude. Just like, he looks like Superman, but an all yellow. And he has a big old S on his chest. Well, not on his chest, on his belt.
Yeah.
He wears like a World Wrestling Championship title belt.
Yeah.
But Vince McMahon would, on it.
But Vince would see it and be like, that's gaudy.
Yeah, a little bit. And he has like long blonde hair because Marvel likes that and they're really strong people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag Thor. Is there anybody else? I think it's just Thor.
Yeah, because Thor I thought about, and then I'm like, yeah, there are other people, probably.
Yeah, Thor's family.
Yeah.
Yeah, Loki's got entire
long,
family.
Loki's got long hair. Well, he did, and then he became a kid.
We're not going to go into that. Yeah, no, Sentry just has, I'm going to pick this up.
Bob Reynolds.
So Robert Reynolds, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Bob Reynolds also works. But anyway. The creative team, it's coming back in June, and the creative team is going to be Jeff Lemire and Kim Jacinto. And I really, really, really like Jeff Lemire.
Mm-hmm.
He's just extremely talented. So I'm going to check the book out. David, if you're listening, I'm going to message you guys afterward, too, just to make sure. But if that could get added to my list, I would very much appreciate it, at least the first issue. And, yeah, like I said, I'll... check it out and see. I can't say that I'm excited about this book. I'm really only excited about the creative team. It's just Sentry is... They really need to just refresh Sentry again.
Lemire could do something cool with him.
Apparently like, his interaction... Like his the first time that Sentry was a thing, I'm reading the Wikipedia thing, and it's... I hate it. It's middle-aged, overweight Bob Reynolds remembers that he's the Sentry, a superhero. Blah, 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 blah. So then he's having, but he hears the Void is returning. So he's getting all of these memories back. And, like, people don't remember him until, oh, he taught Angel how to conquer his fear of falling. He gave Peter Parker a photograph of him, and that's what earned Peter Parker a Pulitzer. The Hulk remembers Golden Man, and because he worked with Golden Man, and he was a force for good. He was best friends with Reed Richards.
Yeah.
And it's like that where they're, it's like, no, he's always been important.
Yeah, no, they put him in there.
Like, they're just like, no, yeah, remember this thing? It's like in TV shows where they just like CGI people in.
Because the whole thing is like, scrubs. As long
which
as.
Which they did it funny because yeah. Him dancing in the elevator, he actually like his hand goes through her. So it's like they know they're doing it tongue in cheek
there. Yeah. So the way it worked with the Sentry though, they put it in there because as long as the Sentry exists, as long as that he knows that he's the Sentry, then so exists the Void. Mm-hmm. And because it's part of him, he can't stop it. So, yeah, the whole deal was Doctor Strange made everybody forget about him. And then he got his memories back, and so he became the Sentry again. But the Void came out, too. And he also played a big part in World War Hulk. Like, he stopped Super Angry Hulk that just lost his wife from just obliterating the entirety of the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to be talked into doing that because he didn't want to risk bringing the Void out. And, yeah, every time the Sentry comes out or comes back to life or exists, the Void happens. And the Void kills, you know, people by the tens of thousands. So, yeah.
So, kind of a dumb character.
It kind of is. It's just, everything about the Sentry is just like, I'm not really interested in this. A lot of people like the Sentry, though. I don't get it, but I mean, I guess every character has a
follow-up. We all have one character that we just is really dumb. And we're like, no, like Booster Gold. Love Booster Gold. He's really dumb.
I didn't think anybody liked Booster Gold.
No, a lot. Like, that is not that's not a hot take.
Well,
like,
yeah,
Booster Gold is a kind of beloved character.
But, like, also dumb character.
He's like
though.
He's like a cult classic.
Yeah.
Like, at this point. I'm sure, in the past, people really didn't like him, but, I mean.
Yeah, because I know people love to make fun of him.
Yeah. But that's also kind of the bit. Because he's from the. Yeah, it's. I like it. I think he's funny. The versions of Booster Gold we've gotten in the last, like, 5-10 years. I've enjoyed.
Fair enough. All right. So, we also got a tease from Marvel about for Infinity Wars, their upcoming big event. We got a character teased by the name of Requiem, supposedly Death Incarnate.
Okay. I genuinely thought you were talking about the next movie.
No.
I care way less now. Like, I'm not going to like, because wasn't it like less than a year ago we were talking about how Marvel wasn't going to do any more big events?
I think it was 4 weeks ago.
They were
going
to do less. There are going to be fewer big events.
We talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten to the point now that I think it's constant deja vu. It's like, no, we just really talk about Marvel doing events a lot.
I mean, it's been like 8 months since they've done a big event. And their big event was...
Secret Empire?
Yeah, Secret Empire, which really only impacted Captain America.
Oh, I feel like that was less than 8 months ago.
I don't.
But it might not have been. I don't know.
I think
I wasn't paying attention to it. I just remember seeing those books all the time.
Yeah, because I want to say that's when it started, was like 8 months ago.
It didn't sell, and that's why we kept seeing them all the time.
It actually sold pretty well.
Oh, that was the whole...
Because it brought back... they got rid of Old Man Cap and...
Yep. Yeah, that was how they got... That was basically the culmination of how they got rid of Old Man Cap.
And publication date, April, August 2017.
Okay. It's like a year.
Oh, yeah, almost a year ago.
Well, that's when it started, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, basically that... And that wasn't a universe event.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a universe-wide event since Civil War Part 2. But even that...
God, Bendis is part of DC now.
Do what?
Bendis is part of DC now.
Yeah, he is. So, the Infinity Wars is the upcoming one. That's the one they've been kind of building with like finding Infinity Stones, including like the big one at the beginning of that Marvel refresh where Wolverine, like, you see Wolverine back
and
he picks up
one.
A stone. Yeah. Or he finds one. Anyway. So, yeah, we got a little bit more of a teaser for that. We don't know anything about it. It's likely a character that already exists in a new outfit because that's something that Marvel likes to do a lot.
Maybe it's Sentry.
The character actually looks kind of neat. But
what if Sentry started doing bad stuff to see if the Void would start then doing good stuff?
But he's like just really petty crime.
Yeah,
like really bad. Just like
then the shoplifts. And then like someone finds $5 in their pocket. Like,
I would read the crap out of that book.
I would read the first issue.
Because then Sentry would start doing, like, man, I hate having to do this. Like, steal an apple from a thing. All of a sudden, a mugger was stopped. Like, not like an armed mugger. Just somebody stole a purse from an old lady.
Someone
like,
about to pickpocket.
Yeah, like, nothing bad. Like,
that would be just so real. Depending on who's writing it, that could be a really fun book to read.
Charles Soule.
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, I've read the first Curse Words, the first graphic novel.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's so good.
All right. So then moving on to DC, though, they have a little bit of comic book news, too. Also just...
Terrible.
Equally bad. So DC, a while back, if you guys remember us talking about it, they started offering what Marvel offers. Every issue of Marvel that you bought came with a code to get a digital version of the comic book. you could do this so you didn't have to read that comic book. You could keep it preserved for your collection, whatever you wanted to do, mm-hmm. and then you could just read it digitally if you wanted to read it on the go, etc. Marvel had stopped doing that, and then like a week after Marvel stopped doing that, DC announced that they were going to start. So DC decided, yeah, every book that you buy from DC in the Rebirth series will come with a free code to get a digital version of the book. And in order to justify that, a lot of the books that were $2.99 went to $3.99, but you got a free digital code. Okay, I guess, cool. They are now going to stop doing that. And now I know what you're thinking. Oh, cool. The books are going back to $2.99. They're not.
No, it's like when the price of everything went up because gas prices were so high. And they're like, oh, well, we have to make up the difference because all of our trucks were spending so much on gas. And then gas prices went down. Prices of the...
Nothing
none,
went
none,
back down.
None of the prices went back down. So. Yeah,
because people were paying for it.
Also,
so.
Didn't fan outrage kind of lead to Marvel
bringing
back the digital codes? Yep. So, internet, get petty with me.
Because, yeah, Marvel has, like,
ready
it has returned.
And go.
It has returned. Marvel is doing, if you buy a Marvel book right now, you have a digital code for the digital version of the comic. Well, you have a physical code for the digital version of the comic. Point is, you get the digital version if you buy the physical book.
Mm-hmm.
DC, and DC did not tell retailers about this. They just decided to stop.
Yeah, that's just shady.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of people are going to be really upset. Because, I mean, there's not many people that were taking advantage of that deal, but enough that they're going to be upset that they're still paying extra for it and not getting it.
Especially if you can't, if, like, without any sort of statement.
Right.
Like, if they're just going to, all of a sudden, it's just not there and they haven't said anything, that's...
Because DC did announce that they're not doing it, but they didn't tell retailers that it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like this is something that's happening in a few months. I'm pretty sure, like, starting next week, comics won't have it. And, like, orders have already gone in for those books.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are people that, you know, maybe wouldn't get it if they're not getting a digital copy, that's too late. Retailers have already ordered that book. People might not buy it because they're no longer getting the digital copy. Like, it's not going to be a huge number. But it's going to be, you know, a not insignificant percentage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's happening. DC has said that some number ones and select events and annuals will get digital copies included.
So they'll have an excuse to charge one more dollar for those. And don't look at me like that was a dumb statement.
No, yeah, the annuals are going to be $6 instead of $5 now because it comes with a digital code. Like, would not surprise me. That's just unfortunate. Unfortunate.
I mean, because, like, yeah, no, like, it's annoying that, because, like, I don't take advantage of it. I just read my books, but, like, I don't take advantage of the digital code. I know you do. But
for Marvel.
For Marvel, yeah. So, like, it doesn't really affect me negatively one way or the other. It did suck whenever prices went up on them, but, like, that's fine. Like, I mean, that happened all the time. We're drawing the line at $2.99, new 52. You're cute. but then, like, all right, it's not going down. Okay, I understand that. So whenever they do these number ones and the ones they're going to do and they bump it up a dollar, that's just going to annoy me more. Like,
yeah, the number ones are going to be a dollar more expensive than the rest of the series
mm-hmm.
because it comes with the digital code.
Yeah.
That would be really terrible.
That'd be gross.
I mean, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I will put money on it. I am readying my tweet with Asa now. Everybody point fire at them. I want every gun aimed at them.
Yeah. Yeah, internet. Get
every
petty.
Tweet. Every tweet aimed at them.
I was doing the Star Wars bit.
I get it, but we need to clarify.
Oh, Star Wars bit.
Yep. Yeah, Star Wars. Don't actually point guns
oh,
at
Oh, no,
them.
Yeah.
No.
Your pews. The laser guns, those.
Use your internet words.
Internet words. Internet guns. No?
No.
No.
Just,
no.
Let's just remove
let's
guns
remove
from
guns
it.
For, yeah.
Let's just,
that's just take guns out entirely. Yeah, so that, and also more bad news from DC. Doomsday Clock has been delayed again. Number 5 is hitting June 20th. Number 6 will be hitting August 29th.
At this point, Dr. Manhattan's just going to be Superman, and then, like, we'll get the last issue of Doomsday Clock. Like, that's just, it's,
yeah,
we're going to Secret Wars it.
Exactly. I was about to say, we're going to get a Marvel situation where comic books are spoiling what happened in Doomsday Clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because Doomsday, this is the third time it's been delayed. And the first time they decided to prevent delays, they were going to stagger it in like 2 months, a month between each release.
Yeah, so they went from, it's a monthly book. Okay, well, we can't keep up with that. So now it's a bi-monthly book. Okay, we can't keep up with that. So you'll get it when you get it.
Yep, and that's exactly what we're looking at. We were supposed to get number 5 this month, and then we were supposed to get number 6 in July.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, both of them got pushed back slightly more than a month.
How many issues are in the series?
12.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 12-issue series.
I'm going to be reading, like, we're going to watch the next Avengers movie and still be like, I wonder what that's going to happen in Doomsday Clock.
Yep.
Maybe that's what it's building to.
A big DC crossover event.
It's not actually Watchmen. It's Marvel. Barry, you really messed up the timeline. Barry fighting Kang.
No,
in the Mesozoic era and in, like, 3045, like,
at the end of Metal, that's the wall that came down.
I still haven't finished Metal.
Oh, no.
I don't care. It's fine.
I'm sorry. I thought you had.
No. It's literally, like, every time I...
It wasn't a big spoiler.
No, because I have no context for it, so... Yep. And also, like, I feel like the ending of Metal is not going to affect my enjoyment of the series as a whole.
Yeah, probably not.
Because it's literally sitting on my coffee table, and I'm ready to read it, except I look over, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I could read Metal, or you get, like, 15 minutes of God of War in.
I understand that feeling. So, yeah, Doomsday Clock delayed. All right, and the last thing we're talking about, because we somehow ran over on time. Video games, Press Start to Join is our sponsor for this portion of the podcast. You can find all their content at ps2jshow.com. You can also find their social media links there, as well as a complete backlog of their episodes. I highly recommend checking out the History of Gaming episodes. They do a new one the last Wednesday of each month, and they are all pretty great, well-researched, and well-done. All right, so we got a new Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer. I want to talk about this more, but we only have...
We're all sons of Dutch, and that makes us brothers.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of more single-player information and a lot about the single-player gameplay. We still don't have a whole lot about the multiplayer, which is what I personally am excited about. But...
See, and I'm the opposite. I care about the single-player story, but seeing how Grand Theft Auto V multiplayer goes, I will play with you guys for about a month. And then I probably won't pick it up because you'll get way ahead of where I am. And I'll just, like, nah.
You'll pull the Shannon.
I mean, not even that. Like,
well, because that's usually why Shannon stops playing with us, is because we get really far ahead of him, and then he feels like he's just
weighing us down.
Weighing us down, yeah, and he doesn't want to play with us anymore.
Yeah, so because I spent money on shark cards, that was a mistake. And I cannot imagine that they are going to the president of that company, I can't remember his name, but just like the most toxic viewpoint on consumers and microtransactions. Oh, yeah,
that we're not monetizing our consumers enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't, I think we're going to get like a Harry Potter. I don't think it'll go full Harry Potter mobile game that we talked about last week, but I would be very surprised if like
where
there's not a heavy
pay
paywall.
Money to prevent a child from strangling to death.
Your character. It's your character.
It is your character.
You don't, okay. You don't die, but you're just left. Your character is just there strangled for 8 hours until you either pay money or wait 8 hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not excited for the multiplayer. I don't like the Grand Theft Auto multiplayer system. I love that all of the updates are free. That's great. And there is enough that you can kind of go in and just kind of screw around by yourself if you want to do like a private thing. So I might do that. But like, I'm not going to be going into public lobbies. I'm probably not going to be trying to do, you know, the train robberies or whatever else they may have planned.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. Like, I'm looking forward to playing it with you guys, but I will probably only play that game as much as you guys play it with me,
mm-hmm.
because that's just how I roll these days. Like, I will probably try the single player, but my backlog of single player games is grown terrifying at this point.
Right.
So who knows what I'm going to play or
that's win. One that I'll make, like God of War. Like, I put Far Cry 5 on the shelf for God of War. I will, whatever I'm playing at the time will probably get shelved for Red Dead.
Yep, that's fair. All right, guys, that's going to do it for our show. Oh, just last quick thing. CD Projekt Red has announced they're doing a new RPG for E3.
They said they're bringing an RPG to E3. They didn't say it was Cyberpunk 2077, but like, it kind of has to be, right?
Probably.
Because
I don't know what else.
If they bring a new IP, holy crap.
Yes, please.
That'd be insane.
That's something we're getting. Also, if you guys have been wondering where the video game news has been lately, E3 is next month. That's why.
Also, real quick, God of War is now the fastest selling PS4 exclusive ever. It sold 3.1 million copies in 3 days. To put that into context, Uncharted 4 and Horizon Zero Dawn sold 2.7 million in the first week and 2.6 million in the first 2 weeks, respectively. Also, I finished it. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Play it. Don't watch footage of it. Just play it and finish it so I can talk to people about it.
I'm trying. I really am.
Steven's supposed to be lending me his copy any day. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.